Tomorrow, the Fayetteville Underground on the Fayetteville Square will open a new exhibit as part of the First Thursday event. Among the works featured at the gallery will be some of the last works painted by Myrtle Lobbs. Myrtle learned of the exhibit the day she died at the age of 108. Kathleen Barta helped arrange the show and says Myrtle was her painting teacher and friend.
I met her just after she turned 100 years old. She moved in across the street to live with her daughter and son-in-law, Trina and Dick Oliver. And I'd never known anyone that was 100, so I gave her some balloons and learned that she was a watercolorist. And my husband encouraged me to see if she would give me lessons. So she invited me over one day, said, come on over and play. And I had my first lesson.
Had you done watercolor before?
I had done a class long ago, 30 years ago, okay. And always intended I would pick it up again, and actually created some space in my house for a studio and just was not making time for it.
Safe to say you were a novice.
Yes.
When you went to Myrtle.
Yes.
So how did she teach?
She taught by play, actually, and demonstration, and just an appreciation for water and the material and the painting telling me what it needed to be. And so it was just delightful. We would meet most Saturday afternoons. And she called it kindergarten, said I would never graduate, and that her studio had a view of Beaver Lake near Point 12. So that was an inspirational landscape for the work that she did.
How long had she been painting by this time?
She actually had her art education degree when she was a young woman, but never took up painting till late in life in her 80s.
Wow.
And so it was and a life lesson from her has been always plan for your next stage of life when you can't do what you're currently doing.
Sounded like she was an inspirational person to be around.
Yes, she loved stories. She loved to just talk to people. And she really appreciated that people accommodated her declining hearing by moving closer and talking on her good side. And she would tell stories from throughout her life, starting when she was a young child, touching the Liberty Bell, and then many stories about painting.
Well, and this, you know, if I ever am fortunate enough to meet someone who was born in 1905 or around then, I would be pestering them with questions. I mean, what she saw, what she experienced. Would you ever ask her about, you know?
Yes. I mean, it would come up during class. We would, you know,
sure,
paint.
Sure, you're there to paint. Right.
We're there to paint, and we'd start, and then she would always say, time for chocolate. So we'd take a break. Kindergarten, you'd take a break, and we'd have some chocolate yogurt, let the paint rest, and we'd have conversations over the ice cream. And so she would share whatever topic we were talking about, friendships, marriage, family, work. She has, you know, something to say on every topic. And so when I meet people, I like to think, what's my Myrtle story for you? So,
you mentioned that you went over because you had never met anyone who was 100.
That's
and
right.
Most of us probably have not. Did you ever ask her about being 100 or older, what she thought about it?
I did. And one of the questions she had for herself, why is she still alive? Why is she still alive at this age? And she, I think, believes we have a purpose. And we don't always know what it is. And in her life, as events would unfold, she would say, that is the reason I'm still the age that I am. And so, I mean, she really took her life and didn't regret it. She lived into her life and created one. So I didn't talk much about why, you know, how did you come to be 100?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, I don't know that she had an answer for that.
You just do that,
you just
right?
do it, day at a time
right.
and with, you know, joy and openness.
How many people have seen your paintings that you created while you were studying with her?
We, mostly family and friends, that we would always set a marker for shows. So the Artists of Northwest Arkansas is a very great group that sponsors an annual event at different locations, Art Center for the Ozarks. So we've had pieces in that. We always did the 5x5, and so pieces there. So local juried shows, and it's been a pleasure to have those opportunities.
When can people see her work at Fayetteville Underground?
the month of April. We're very excited. The kickoff reception will be the first Thursday, and it will run for the month of April. Her birthday would have been April 26th.
She would have been 109?
109. She was born in 2004.
And, 1904.
Or, excuse me. Thank you. 1904. And the her family will be coming in for a memorial for her that the weekend of her birthday. So I'm really pleased the show will still be up when everyone comes in for that. I just hope you all have a Myrtle in your life, and to look at people at aging is, you know, something where we should look forward to. Yeah.
I hope we all have a Myrtle in our life, and I hope we all get to be a Myrtle in our life.
Yes. Well said, Kyle. Thank you.
Thank you. I talked to Kathleen Barta last week at KUAF. The opening reception for the exhibit tomorrow evening at 5 at the Fayetteville Underground. This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Rogers, Hackett. I'm Kyle Kellums. Another new show tomorrow at noon. Thanks for listening.